It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, August
23rd, 2009. Oh, the FDC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we do cover all aspects of pirate radio and free media. We have a couple of pirates in the news stories for you this week, and some news around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. I have a whole bunch of off-air recordings for you this week, and maybe a couple of closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
Hey, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and how are y'all doing this week? Back behind the big white microphone, was able to go out to a rat shack, or I guess it's just called the shack now, and pick up a wall wart for the phantom power supply that I don't know how I lost. How do you lose a wall wart? Anyways, back behind the big white mic, and which is nice because the little USB headset had no audio through the headphones when you're speaking, and it was very distracting. But now, finally sit here behind the big diaphragm microphone 2 weeks in a row now, which is a little odd for the summer. And actually, I will be here again next weekend, but the holiday weekend 2 weeks from now is probably going to be a week off for me. Not sure. Been working some Saturdays this last week, and I need a little vacation. Been listening to the radio a little bit more, a little bit more this last week. Some summer crashes are definitely, the storm crashes are starting to quiet down. Things are cooling off, and we're getting to the end of summer, which is nice. A little bit better listening on the shortwave bands into the autumn, but I really believe autumn is the best time to be listening to shortwave. Tends to get the propagation is still up, and the atmosphere is quieted down, and hopefully get some really good listening in the next few weeks. Like I said, I'll be taking the holiday weekend 2 weeks from now. I'll be taking off. But after that, we get into October, we get into September and October and early November. I probably will be putting out shows every week, but late November is definitely, I take 2 or 3 weeks off for deer season, and then we get into the winter months, and I'll be doing a show pretty much every week throughout the winter. Okay, let's get into it. I got a couple of news stories for you, so let's get into some pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, I'm going to start off giving thanks for the heads up from Next Thursday Radio. I found the Wireless Institute of Australia weekly news was highlighting some North American pirates. And like I said, thanks to Next Thursday Radio for this heads up. Take a listen to the Wireless Institute of Australia's weekly news. Hey, that is a real mouthful, but take a listen to this.
Broadcast monitoring SWL and Scanner News. Shortwave Central, a tremendous listening blog, well worth a surf of reports. Spy, pirate stations active below the 40-meter handband. First to listen out for is a spoofs number station on 6925 USB 0343 to 0345 UTC. Lady announcer with continuous string of numbers. Male announcer at 0344 with bleating goat and I guess I should be going. Then try and log Voice of the Robots, again on 6925 USB, 0113 and 0143 UTC. This station contained a mix of rock and instrumental music from the robots who have taken over our planet.
That was just a couple logs from Shortwave Central, but I wanted to share it with you to highlight the fact that Australia is listening. I have had contact with multiple listeners from down under, and actually a couple Kiwis also, so it's nice to highlight the fact that the Southern Hemisphere has a small but active pirate radio community down there, and they are definitely listening. Hey, thanks to Next Thursday Radio for that little clip from the Wireless Institute of Australia's weekly news. Well, I have another little news blurb for you. Radio Caroline will be live on the radio ship Ross Revenge this August 31st at the bank holiday over there in the UK. The special program starts 6 p.m. on Friday, August 28th, and runs through midnight on August 31st. The team on board for the weekend is made up of almost entirely from staff who served on the two radio ships, the Mi Amigo in the 1970s, and the Ross Revenge herself in the 1980s. And they go on to say, in addition to the usual outlets online, there's also going to be on Sky 1099. If you live in the South Essex or North Kent, you will be able to hear Radio Caroline on 531 kHz AM over the weekend. You can check them out. That's www.radiocaroline.co.uk. Links, of course, in the show notes.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
That is time to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings on pirate radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network frn.net/vines. An official press release announces that Commander Bunny's fan page on Facebook is now up and running. See the WBNY BNN studios and transmitter facility where the programs are produced and transmitter. That's facebook.com/Commander Bunny. I'll have links in the show notes, and also I'll have links in the WBNY pages on shortwavepirate.info. Mighty Mick pops in to remind us he's still breathing and threatens to return someday. Newfoundland DXer posted some interesting observations on his 6-month anniversary of DX listening. He notes that he is able to DX Europe and North America equally well. He attributes his antenna to his pirate listening good luck, a coax-fed 70-meter long wire that is grounded with a 2-meter copper rod at each end. He lists the stations he's DXed on both sides of the pond and suggests that a transatlantic weekend be organized later this year. Well, there is a cat herding obstacles to overcome on that one, but that would definitely be good. Actually, for the first time, I rarely get Euro pirates here in the Great Lakes State. But actually, last night on 6220, I did have some music coming in very faintly. A lot of static crashes. There was no way I was going to get an ID out of it. But there was some stuff coming in on 6220 last night, Saturday night. And so, who knows? I'd like to see a transatlantic weekend where we're both sides of the ponds are broadcasting and listening, and see if we can do some transatlantic logging. That'd be cool. Okay, and another official press release announced that Commander Bunny doesn't do EQSLs. They say that they are an old-school pirate broadcaster, and once a year we sit down, read your monkey scribblings, and send you a real QSL via the Postal Service. Beans goes on to consider that he isn't a big fan of EQSLs, and that's, of course, QSLs being sent via email back and forth. You usually get a little JPEG and a confirmation that you heard the station, usually within a couple hours or 24 hours. The EQSLs, and over the last few months, have really been flying and have been really embraced by the pirate radio community. Though, as Commander Bunny says, it's nice to get something tangible that you can hold in your hands from the Postal Service. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 706, covering logs from the 15th through the 21st of August, 2009, are the stations being heard on air this last week. Stations include KUSA, MAC Shortwave, Outhouse Radio, Radio Gaga, Radio Mushroom, WANK, Wank, WBNY, Radio Bunny, WEAK, Week Radio, and Wolverine Radio, all being heard this last week. And actually, from the other side of the pond, Mystery Radio was caught by Greg Majewski on August 18th. Mystery Radio coming in from Europe. Stations sending out QSLs this last week include Outhouse Radio, Wolf Radio, KUSA, Thinking Man Radio, Radio Mushroom, and MAC.
It Radio.
Oh, God.
In whose department does this fall?
That would be me, Prime Minister.
What's the plan, Sir Alistair? They're very popular, and they're not actually breaking any law that we know.
Oh, we're going to shut them down within the year. They are a sewer of dirty and irresponsible and low morals.
A sewer of low morals and irresponsibility. Hey, thanks out there to Skidmark Bob of Free Radio Santa Cruz for passing along a couple clips from The Boat That Rocked. Hopefully that movie will make it to American shores soon. Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings. Got a few of them for you this week, starting off with Lex down in Texas on his Pal Star R30C. He dropped Wolverine Radio on the drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. Lex heard Wolverine Radio on the 23rd of August, 0250 UTC. Lex notes that it started off with a few riffs of Smoke on the Water and then breaks into a World War II era Western swing song by the same title. He also goes along to say that the anti-Nazi lyrics are a real hoot, especially with the timing of the recently released Quentin Tarantino movie Inglourious Basterds, and actually I have added that to my Netflix queue. Gonna wait for that new Quentin Tarantino movie to show up at my doorstep. Actually, it looks pretty good. Okay, I'm rambling. Let's get right into Wolverine Radio.
That they coming for the fold of all mankind. They must answer to the people and it's subtle in their mind. Everybody who looks to them will rejoice on that great day when the powers of dictators shall be taken all away. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtake the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountains where the heathen gods stay, and the sun that is rising will go down on that day.
And I caught Voice of the Robots, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 23rd of August, 0100, with a real killer SINPO 45334. Take a listen to Voice of the Robots.
Of the robots, broadcasting Alberta is requesting your appearance. If you'd want to meet her, send us a reception report at Voice of America.
And I did want to add something. I did notice something on that broadcast. I was never sure if the voice of the robots was plural or not. I was able to confirm there is an S at the end of robot. That's voice of the robots. I guess he speaks for all robots, or at least a large number of them. Okay, voice of the robots. The Web down in Florida on his Drake SW8 caught KXKVI 6925 AM the 22nd of August. Not very clear, so I'll keep this one short. This is KXKVI. I can't just tease you with that little bit of KXKVI. Zane in Chicagoland also caught KXKVI, so here is the same clip as heard in the land of Lincoln, KXKVI.
You are tuned to radio station KXKVI, interplanetary radio. We're on a frequency of 7415 and 41 meters band. KXKVI is owned and operated by Atlantis Corporation, with studios in outer space. For the next half hour to an hour, who knows, before the FCC gets a hold of our Apu, we'll be playing the best in music and information on KXKVI, interplanetary radio. Keep your dial locked right here.
Sea Lord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340 caught WEAK, Week Radio, on the 22nd of August. Signing off around 2000 UTC, Sea Lord noted the show had a great signal and audio with a little bit of fade. Take a listen to WEAK.
Yes, WEAK is in fact a good monkey.
Okay, let's wrap up the off-air recordings with a public service announcement. The web down in Florida also caught WTPR, Tire Pressure Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 22nd of August at midnight UTC. This is WTPR.
Your life will never be the same. Your tires have been deflating the whole time you've been listening. Or worse yet, they won't deflate now. So wait until you least expect it. Like when you're driving down the interstate, trying to pass that big 18-wheeler, and then...
You are the new victim of WTPR.
Even though you've been warned, enjoy your flat tires.
No, it's
the Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Actually, that's about all I have for you this week. It's going to be a kind of a short show this week. We're going to get on out of here. Hey, what's that? Hey, I just got an email coming in from Voice of the Robots. You have just hit on just now Voice of the Robots QSL, and a nice little JPEG from Voice of the Robots caught them last night. And Robot Radio goes on to say that this is the Voice of the Robots on behalf of our Queen, Queen Robototron. We acknowledge your FRN reception log of last night's broadcast. Once the Earth is under the complete dominion of the robots, you will be summoned by the Queen. Do whatever the Queen requests of you and use your time with the Queen wisely. You must retain and present this attached EQSL in order to be spared. That's from Voice of the Robots. They got a nice little QSL of the Queen Robototron, 6925 Upper Sideband, August 29th, 2009, last night, 0100 UTC. Very cool. Very, very cool. In fact, I'm going to upload that EQSL as the artwork of this show, and you can go ahead and take a look at it over at piratesweek.info and see the EQSL that just arrived as I'm wrapping up the broadcast here. Very, very cool. Okay, so before we get out of here, what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned the Aussies are keeping tabs on North American Pirate Radio. We also learned Mighty Mick is still kicking around, and hopefully he'll be posting on the FRN again soon. And we learned I may actually survive the upcoming Robot World Domination. That's right. Gonna have to keep that EQSL handy. Okay, gang, that's it. I'm out of here. As always, thanks for listening.
the Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.